know they will still live on and on. But how do you thank someone who has taken you from crayons to perfume?
Episode 47 of A Complete Abridged Record Collection, the internet podcast / radio broadcast, where I, your host, David Barkley, play one song from every record in my record collection. And we began that with a little song called To Sir With Love, sung by Lulu, which maybe you remember from a film experience. To Sir With Love, of course, is a film starring Sidney Poitier, and he plays a teacher. One of the students falls in love with them. Something like that. There might be race involved. I don't remember. But I do remember watching the movie. It was back in the Blockbuster days. I lived in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and there was a Blockbuster a half block away from my house. And sometimes it just felt like staying in, and would go to the Blockbuster with my friend that I lived with at the time, and we would rent movies with a particular focus on the classics, because you can't go wrong with the classics, right? And that's all Blockbuster has, new movies, and then a section of comedy, section of drama, and a section maybe of, I don't know, action or something. That's probably about it. And they only have 25 to 40 movies in each section. This is historical, by the way, I guess. This is why I'm being so thorough about this, because in the future, the next time anyone actually listens to this, no one will even know what I mean when I say Blockbuster. But, you know, there'll be not very many movies in each sections, and you'll guarantee that like 70% of those movies will be pretty classic. So, in a way, it was kind of good that they didn't have any selection, because it really, you know, forced you to watch the To Sir With Love and Bridge Over the River Kwai and all these kind of good movies, not that good, I don't know, but, you know, important in the lexicon of contemporary culture, of course. By contemporary culture, I mean hanging out with me. So, yeah, that was that's what I feel like. Every time college radio. Every time I watch, listen to that song, I feel like I'm watching that movie again. Friday night, maybe get some korma from down the street. There was this Indian restaurant that, like, spend like $3.50 and get a korma and share it and still feel sick. Amazing. And rent a classic movie. Those were okay times. I want to look back on them fondly, but there's so much bitterness involved. Which brings us to our next record. The band is GG. The album is Maintenant, and the guy behind it is Nick Kvorgich, or whatever his name is. And I have always been a fan of his work. He was in a band called Piano, and now is in a band called No Kids. But, you know what? I don't know how I feel about this record. It reminds me of things that I don't like, and I also feel like it's a little bit fake. I feel like the guy, he's writing all these love songs. To my knowledge, he's never loved. That's just to my knowledge. To my knowledge, he seems like an emotionless guy. He doesn't actually know how to feel. Could be totally wrong. Could be just because I idolize him and therefore can never get close to him. But I'm just saying, I listen to these somewhat derivative songs, and I feel like they're totally void of any real emotion. And in another way, style. They're so derivative. But hey, that could just be the bitterness talking, because this was something that was once close to me and now has been taken away from me and used to impress others. It's a long story, but the song we're going to listen to off this album, I think this is a one-off album. The whole thing with this album is that there's many guest singers. The song we're going to listen to is called A One Woman Show. Enjoy.
Thank you. No one can love you more, my baby. No one can love you more, my sweet baby. No one can love you more than me. And still be human, it's an impossibility. Remember the night I left you asleep. In the morning, boy, what could you be? I wrote on the mirror with my own lipstick. I love you forever, and I still mean it. No, no one can love you more, no, my baby. More. No one can love you more, no, my sweet baby. And if she says she loves you,
Gladys Knight and the Pips there with No One Can Love You More from the Standing Ovation album. A recent acquisition, actually. Got it maybe 6 months ago. Ocean Beach, Cow Records. Determined to get a soul record. And I've always passed over Gladys Knight and the Pips because they just make me think of that terrible movie where the Irish people complain about how maligned they are and start a band, The Commitments. And also they make me think of the rhythm and blues band from Vic High in Victoria, BC, British Columbia, Canada. One of the high schools had a rhythm and blues band after school program. Real cool, right? Anyways, I could go on for a long time about that, but couple years appreciate the soul a little more, the rhythm and blues. They're tainted from that first experience. Anyways, before that, GG. Coming up next here, I've got a set of music. We're at the very, this show has been going on for a while now, well over a year, and the point of the show is I'm trying to play every single record in my record collection and archive my life by talking about where I got each record. I'm forcing myself to listen to all the records, the bad ones, the good ones, and forcing myself to feel the memories that they bring up And so this next set, yeah, that's right, set of records, there's three of them here, are all from my friend Sam's record label. Sam lives in Irvine, California, and runs a record label called Life's Blood. Also puts out tapes, and he puts on shows, and I've been up to his shows many times. He's a great guy, has become a close friend. We share a similar sense of humor and taste in life and music. And this first one we're going to start off with is a band called Italic Indian. So to be specific, I'm not sure where they're from. I think they're from Orange County. Two guys, they look the same. They've come down to San Diego a few times. I've seen them at the Che. Listening to this makes me think about their performances at the Che to a handful of people and making their glitchy electronic music. And the record itself makes me think of Sam and Emily and Paul and Katie, but a bunch of really great people that I've hung out with in Irvine a few times. You know, let's say 5-6 times, and always really enjoyed myself up there. Have thousands of stories to tell. Once I gave away a trombone. One time I played a few shows that were, took pictures, they were funny, they were bad. And, I've always enjoyed myself with snacks afterwards. We ate it at Denny's once. Sounds quaint, but it was actually lovely. And, yeah, no hilarious pranks, but always a good time in Irvine, California. You'd think that place would be a horrible place to visit, but, those people have always made it all right. So here we go. Life's Blood record release, Italic Indian, and a song called Dumbo. Thank you. wonderful track there by the band. You know, I don't know how to say these bands where they think it's cool to just take all the vowels out of their name because it's like first they get rid of capitals and they get rid of vowels. I don't really know. I guess Attention Harwick or something like that. A song called Delicious Tears from their album Thoroughbred on the Life's Blood record label. And before that, we listened to Kites Sail High from their album Secrets Alone, Alone Secrets. A track called Pollen, and we started it off with Italic Indian, a band I've actually seen before, related to you, my memory of them. But really, this three songs here, all Life's Blood Records releases, is about you, me, relating my memory of Sam and my time spent in Irvine to you all. He holds shows on the campus at UC Irvine, so I've been. That's mainly where I've been, in the city of Irvine. It's kind of like when you were very, very little and would go to a high school. It's sort of like that. It's very overwhelmingly large and clean and manicured. And the first time I ever went was with my band. We played a show outside on the lawn. It was lovely. It was magical. It was downhill since then, I think. Last time I went, I played drums in a band. It was quite fun. And I don't know, I felt like it was gratuitous me. I feel like I've worn out my welcome there, though. That's the feeling I have now. But I've had many great feelings from there, so great place. Thanks to those guys. Coming up next here, totally different geographic location. This is a record that I bought on my last trip to Montreal, which was my first trip in 5 years, the first time I'd been back there in 5 years. And of course I went crazy for the French records. This is Le Crazy Horse. That's right, a band called Le Crazy Horse. And they were basically, I'm like a real sucker for this late 70s just pop rock. And they were basically a band that only played slow jams. And for that reason, I thought I'd give them a try. The song we're going to listen to is called Une Fleur, Rien Qu'une Rose, a flower, nothing but a rose. This was a great trip. I had an amazing time on this trip, and I've got plenty more records to play from it. But I went very impulsively. I flew to Boston, Massachusetts. And I remember it took me a long time to get from the airport to my friend's house, Tim and Eleni, who I would drive up to Montreal with. I had to take a train. I actually met them at a record store that my friend Tim owns. More about that later. But I remember it was my first real experience with pervasive internet. Free internet at the airport. Free internet at the airport I transferred at. Free internet at the airport that I took off at. Free internet on the train. It was just incredible. It was free internet on the commuter rail, you know? I felt like I was on the internet the whole time. It was sort of wonderful. It was the first time I got to hang out with my friends Tim and Eleni in their sort of matured, settled home. It was, I think I felt jealous. Yeah, it was really lovely. It was very, very nice. More about that later. I'm not sure if I have more of those records to play in the stack, because of course I haven't looked. This is all on the fly, but here's the first of the Montreal 2010 trip records. It's Le Crazy Horse.
Une fleur, rien qu'une rose que j'ai cueillie pour toi. Bonheur d'autrefois. Une fleur, rien qu'une rose, si belle entre tes doigts. toute l'envie que j'ai de toi. Je n'ai pu te garder auprès de moi. Et ton amour me glisse entre les doigts. Ne peux-tu te souvenir de nos serments d'avenir? Aimer puis mourir d'aimer. Une fleur, rien qu'une rose, que j'ai cueillie pour toi. Cette fleur, cette rose, te redira tant de choses du vrai bonheur d'autrefois. Une fleur, rien qu'une rose, si belle entre tes doigts. Cette fleur et cette rose dira mieux que je ne l'ose toute l'envie que j'ai de toi.
Dancing, my world is a sunny home.
Hey, well, there's the famous London Boys with their hit song Dance, Dance, Dance from 1987, straight out of Hamburg there. Great little band. Yeah, I bought this in Greece, of all places. There was a 250 euro Italo disco section, so I went crazy on it. No, I didn't go that crazy. I really wanted to focus on Greek music while in Greece, and I only bought a couple. I bought this Alf record. I think I've already played on the show. I'm not sure. But, yeah, this... I mean, that song wasn't, stellar. Okay, I'll admit it. But the cover is unbelievable. Unbelievable. If this was a TV show, my friends, if this was a TV show... and yeah, I remember it was like, I went to a lot of sort of either really crappy stalls, like dark, dank, basement stores, looking for records when I was in Athens. And I went to really nice, like a garage rock centric record stores where they had like American records for $200 and stuff like that. And this was sort of the only middle-of-the-road place. And, yeah, the bins of Euro disco, bins of Italian disco, for so cheap. It was amazing. Maybe I'll go back. Actually, I am going back, ladies and gentlemen, in June. Pretty excited. I'm going to stock up. Well, before that, you know, that's weird. I don't think I've ever talked about the future, the actual immediate future on this radio show. Like, I'm going to do this. Soon. I've referred to the future in the sense that I will listen to this show in the future to remember what I thought of my past life, or if in case I have an amnesia or something, to remember my past life. That's why I'm doing the show in the first place. It's for myself. There's no other reason. I know I have no listeners, and I'm totally fine with that. That's actually the intention. That's actually the inspiration for the show. Zero listeners. What kind of radio show? And let's be frank, not even radio show, internet broadcast, right? Would be suitable, would be worthwhile with no listeners. And something as self-obsessed, self-absorbed as a guy sitting here for an hour a week talking about himself is worthwhile. I think it's the only thing worthwhile to do on this with this format. And that's why I'm doing it. I'm trying to archive my life, and I'm doing an okay job. Coming up next... Coming up next is a record that I actually just opened. I bought it, I'm guessing, over a year ago, but it was wrapped in plastic until only a few seconds ago. I never listened to it after buying it. I bought it at a show. And I bought it sort of like out of obligation, I think, to want this part of my life to be memorable. Because for the last 5 years, there's been not a lot of memorable musical experiences. They've mostly just been pretty bland. Now, that's sort of changed recently, but a lot of the live music I've seen has just been just... Not live music, but local live music has made me feel sad. And this was me grasping at straws. It's the band Christmas Islands. I really want to love them, and they're all an all right band, but I just was never inspired to listen to this record, even after seeing them and buying it and being like, wow, they that was fun. They're a band I've seen more than 4 times in the last 6 months, therefore I'm going to remember them forever. Because that's the only real criteria, folks. You just got to see a band a lot of times for them to become seminal in your books. And they were only sort of seminal to me. And anyways, I thought this record would push me over the edge. Turns out I've never listened to it. This is my first time. I'm going to listen to the title track, Blackout Summer. From the Blackout Summer LP by Christmas Islands. Will it change my life? Will it remind me forever of the year 2009?
Wild thing, I think I love you. But I wanna know for sure. Come on and hold me tight. I love you. You move me, but I wanna know for sure. Come on and hold me tight. You move me.
Number there, the famous Tommy Rowe and his massive 1966 hit Sweet Pea. An album that I bought at the thrift store, along with the album we heard before that, which was Gary Lewis and the Playboys' terrible version of Wild Thing. But one should note that Tommy Rowe also did a crappy version of Wild Thing on this very same record we listened to. So just because I played a good song by Tommy Rowe doesn't mean he should be void of that criticism of terrible covers of Wild Thing. Why would you cover Wild Thing if you're like a good-looking boy singer dude. I don't know. Kind of weird. And this next record also, not a good-looking singer boy dude, but it's Edgar Varèse. But all three of these records I bought on the same day, a day that will go down in infamy from the Goodwill. First of all, because pretty good record finds, I gotta say. Tommy Rowe record, not bad, especially Sweet Pea. And a Varèse record, double LP, also pretty good for a dollar. Gary Lewis and Playboys, take it or leave it, you know what I mean? But I also got some other stuff on that day. Incredible. It was a great day for records, but also a great day for pants. I bought 6 pairs of pants that day. Went to 3 thrift stores, 6 pairs of pants. It's the most pants I've ever owned in my life. And for that, these records will always be in the shadow. Yeah, always. Always. But hey, this Varèse record's pretty cool. It's the Columbia Symphony Orchestra playing a bunch of his stuff from different eras, and we're gonna listen to the oddly wonderful Ionization. Yeah, I don't know what to say about this except for I wanna slam people. I wanna slam all those fans of faux intellectualism right now, but I can't. I feel like Varèse is a pillar against faux intellectualism. People, you know, tweeting about how smart they are and how they're working on something really complicated when it's just a bunch of fancy words, you know. And Varèse is just a mean-looking guy. He just wrote some electronic music. He wrote some symphonic music, and he just did whatever he wanted to do. And he wasn't trying to show off, you know. He was just being himself. So, I guess some people just being themselves is showing off. Well, let's listen to Ionization and figure out how we feel about that.
for pretty things never hurt nobody, no. And on lonely nights there's more than one place you can go. Walk past the park cars from the pier, you hear the surf in the sand. No England's a hotel bar, a stranger's hand.
For episode 47 of a Complete Abridged Record Collection. This is Taking You Out, back again with Nick Korgovich and his band No Kids, Judy at the Grove. Get what I'm saying about Derivative, you know? I don't want to sound too controversial, but they don't even have black culture in Vancouver. It just doesn't exist. I know it's controversial, but just feels like he's laughing at listen to that. There's no sincerity there. So that's it. What a definitive moment for me. Turning against a formal idol, I think that's what's happening. So, alright. Thanks for listening.
Around you always. Every night, you never know just how I